right, it's the whenever sold episode number 164. And who cares? Whenever. My name's G Money.
Ashley.
Sir Henry.
And yeah, yeah. They said it in the comment section on whatever. The other whenever sold. It's a whatever sold now.
It's like, whenever.
It's
whenever,
just whatever. It's the whatever sold. Now, guys, this is like a high thought, but I thought about this just before we started filming today's set. And I was like, do you see how we're usually very picky about the people we, interestingly, are having this conversation on the main pod, how picky we are about the people we surround ourselves.
Yes.
Especially our closest friends and the people we involve ourselves with romantically, right? You know you can't fully commit until you really know this person checks out for real, for real. So I was thinking, why don't we do the same with jobs? Like when I go for a job interview, right? You're going to profile me inside out. You're going to know these are my qualities, these are my temperaments and all that, but I know nothing about my boss.
About the job.
Yeah. I know, never learn the job. I know nothing about the boss. I don't know nothing about you who is interviewing me right now. I need HR over here.
Yes,
I need
the CEO,
the CFO.
The accountant.
I need all of you niggas over here, the accountant. I need to see you niggas.
Yes.
Because it's unfair.
They need to be like every... Bro,
I know, right? Simamisha,
companies are wild.
Every workplace needs to have like a team of four people who are employees.
Yes,
who like every you rotate them so that it stays fresh, so that when the interview is being taken place. I'd now like to see the employee panel, please.
Yes.
And then they bring people who've been selected. They're your peer group, your pay grade, everything.
Yeah.
And then you're like, yo, cut the shit. What's it like working here?
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
Give it to me real, like Wagwan.
Think about like how many people have you seen walk into our workplace? Like even when Dan started and he came in and like, he's like, oh, I'm so happy. I'm like, nigga.
Always ready.
Throw that shit down immediately. Oh boy, you gonna learn.
Now, you better learn.
Oh no.
Can you might think about it?
Hey, Dan is stressed. That producer is stressed.
Yeah.
Like, don't come in here with your smiley happy shit.
You should have known. You need, think about it, bro. Like, I need to see the boss man over here because it's not fair for you to know all these things about me.
My CV.
And I know nothing about the environment
the
that I'm working in. I need to know about my boss. I need to know about my PC. I need to know about the HR personnel. You know, like, what am I getting myself into? I need to know first because once I commit, now these surprises come in later on. Oh, you thought.
Because
Jimani will be there telling you, oh, you thought. Yeah, come here, join us. Yeah. We saved a seat for you.
When people, I've been asked before about, I tell the truth, Banner.
You give it real as it
I'm
is.
I'm telling it real as it is. I'm like, me, I'm a survivor, Banner.
Yo, I think.
That says so much.
Yo, we should have an amendment, Manze. Anytime you're going for an interview, I feel like you have the right to ask the same questions that they ask you about
right
them.
Back.
Every question, photocopy, give me copies of whatever questions you have for me.
So imagine, you're the employee, the employer now, and it's my turn to ask you questions. I would be like, real talk, right? The person who did this job before me, why did they leave?
Do you have a coffee making machine?
Do you have a coffee? Like, bruh.
Yeah. You give people lunch.
Bro, do you know how real that is?
I know.
Yes.
I saw you bring your coffee machine, grew legs.
Yes.
I saw
disappeared.
It. Yeah.
Gone, stolen.
I know how serious it is,
do
bro.
Do you have a problem with office theft?
Bro.
Okay, no, anyway, no, honestly.
Are they watching?
Honestly, we'd be like, hold on. Like, Mr. Employee, let me ask a question.
Ask.
What's your vibe on like office relationships? Is anybody in there like smashing like? Because if I walk in and there's like you know like,
is she looking nice?
Is there a problem with that?
Crack those muffins. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's your policy with the crack these muffins? You get.
I'm not hearing what this guy's saying.
But in the kitchen,
it would save so much heartache.
No,
right?
True.
Because if you know like it's for real, then. If I commit to this employment, then I will have no reason to complain later on.
Yeah.
If
I knew,
you know what you're getting.
Yeah, I knew what I was getting myself into. Just like any relationship. If you ignore the red flags, guess what's going to happen? They're going to come back and bite you.
Like, so I want to ask a question. In the last 12 months, how often has salary been late?
Hey.
Yeah, that's a very important question.
That's very
a good
important
one.
Very important.
Do you have team building?
Yeah.
Mingi sana.
Yeah, there are so many questions.
How many sick leave do I have?
How much sick leave? Yes. How many?
How many times can I lie about?
Yes.
Like, how many relatives can I kill?
Give me minimum.
You see, I saw someone say, anytime you go for a new job, you have 4 grandparents afresh. Any new job, you have 4 grandparents afresh. All your aunties, all your uncles, fresh.
Let me tell you, like, so when I used to live here, there used to be an Askari, the night guard. Bro, let me tell you, that guy killed relatives until he even forgot. I'm like, hold on. Didn't this person die last week?
Yeah, they came back and no.
False alarm. Them.
But you know, that's funny though. I'm so scared about telling lies about death and like sickness.
Nah, yeah, you can't, because you understand vibrations and the power of your tongue.
I would never, like, even like to tell a lie, like say I wanted a week off work and like I could just tell a lie and say that like I've lost my voice or I've got bronchitis, because you can always find a doctor to write you a note.
Bronchitis looking at you like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Or you call for me, I'm here.
Here we are. I believe the universe.
But if you're an employer, how would you know if I lie that my person has died or something?
You can't tell.
So many people kill each other here.
That's what I'm saying, but I feel like karma is gonna come and get you, man.
True, something will happen.
You have to make up, like, I could say, quite comfortably, I've lost my father. And like, go.
Because it's the truth.
Yeah.
No, not in that sense, man. You know, come on.
No, he lost me, bro.
No, technically, he left and never came back.
Yeah, so he's lost. So,
he lost me.
That's how you beat a lie detecting machine, bro.
Yeah. So I've been lost by my father.
Wow. That's a new one.
Yeah, I've been lost by my father and I'm grieving. So I'm gonna be gone for, like, you know, I'm gonna go sort out
you even mumble something.
Family, I have a lot of family things to handle.
Yeah, you know. But I also think that, like, if I had a workplace, like a structured workplace now, I would make it so easy. I'd try to make the environment such that I understand the importance. I know what it feels like to wake up one day and just not feel it.
Yeah. Mm.
And I think that, let's say you get 21 days annual leave. I really think you should have 5 days of, like, just mental health breaks.
I was about to bring up the same thing. Like, how many mental health break days do you allow your guys?
Yeah. Because I think that's important. I think that I genuinely feel, and without subject to it be abused, I feel that you can wake up one day and just not feel like it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You get
it? Yeah.
The companies.
Yeah, that's a petition we can put out there, man. Mm. Yeah, you have to.
And nap pods in offices, thanks.
Mm. Yeah, no, I feel like every office, like, from all of the research that I've seen and all the research, because when it comes to offices, I'm so excited about non-conventional offices.
Yeah.
Do you know what offices need? A mental health practitioner.
True.
If it's a big
company.
Yeah, it just comes and looks at you and like, you're not okay.
Go home.
Go.
Very true.
We're given 1 week. You know,
no, seriously.
There's someone I know who gets a lot of those. Like, they're just being interviewed and like, your mental health is not here, so you're not going to be productive.
But actually, majority of the time when you're not, like, you're not feeling it, you won't be productive. And then a lot of the work that you do is just going to be very
rubbish,
blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, petition yende sana manze.
No, I feel like if you know that you had 5 mental health break days, you wouldn't abuse them.
You wouldn't.
In fact, you'd use them when you really need to. Because I think I'm a big. I believe, and I always tell people, guess what? It's your life. Life don't have no rehearsals. It's your life. You know what I mean? And I think that, like, as we said on the pod last week, it's like we need to get to a space. I think that the things that we need to modernize the workflow to the point where work doesn't feel like work.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, when the other day we were at Sport Pesa. Shout out to the wild card every Wednesday, right?
That. Yeah.
And we were at Sport Pesa the other day, in their offices. Bruh, every time I'm there at Sport Pesa, the receptionist is running jokes. Hey, G, are you hungry? Come and eat with us. I'm like, nah, I'm good. So me, I thought it was just their running jokes, like, you know, bruh. I was there now one day from like 11 till about 2, and she's like, "Hey, come and eat with us. We're going to get food." I'm like, "Okay, bro." I walked down to the, they have a kitchen, bro.
Wow.
Everyone's dishing up. They have their meat. Some guys are vegetarians. Their roast, their rice, whatever. Me, I dished up, and I'm like, wait a minute, you guys.
That's dope.
Every day, like food, and they're like, yeah. I'm like, bro, I will be at home, knowing I'm going to work because fact. Lunch is there.
Yeah. Fact. Incentive.
True.
Because you've made me come to the office anyway. Might as well feed me, right?
Yeah.
Because if I was home, I would have easily cooked something up. I mean, you can carry food, of course, but this is more incentive for me to come to the office. Yeah. Yeah.
For me, it says, like, even Google do the same thing.
Yes.
I know that when I used to come to Alternative, there were
we used to have the same
chapels.
Thing.
Chapels. And lunch as well, for lunch.
Yeah, not here, but Alternative.
No, Alternative, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we used to get lunch on a daily basis.
And I think, for me, it says that you care a little bit about me.
Yeah,
I'm not expecting it to be like five star, whatever, but true. Like chapels are chapels, thing. You know what I mean?
And like even at Alternative, we used to get food when we want to switch something up or when we are craving something. Other than that, on a daily basis, you know, you don't necessarily have to cook.
Some places,
you don't have to.
You can't even get coffee.
Bro.
On a breakfast show.
This has been the one episode. My name is G Money.
Ashley.
Henry.
Andy Young.
Bye.
Adios, amigos.